You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM. Great to have you with us here on this Tuesday, the 24th of January, 2023. Got a great show for you coming up today. We are jam-packed. Mike DeCourcy covers college basketball for the Big Ten Network as well as Fox Sports. Going to be joining us. We'll talk about the latest bracketology, Big Ten basketball, and the basketball across the country with Mike. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. And KJ Pilcher will join us from the Gazette, and we will talk some wrestling with you coming up on the program here today as well. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union online at DePaco.com. We do thank them for their help. You can learn how to boost your financial well-being by going to their website at DePaco.com. And we will have your next chance to get entered as far as our big game house party contest from Circus Sports Iowa is concerned, as Mark and I will give our game that we are going to have one of our listeners weigh in on and take a side on, and hopefully get registered, win, and then get registered for the grand prize drawing in the big game house party. And that grand prize includes $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and a three-night stay at Circa Resort in Vegas, and $500 cash for travel. So we'll get somebody out there a chance to win and get registered. We went 0 for 3 yesterday on the three shows. So we hope to do better today, and our listeners hope to do better today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac across the way as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, it is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well if you'd like to weigh in on the sports world as Cyclone Tim starts us off. And we will talk about this coming up. Big game at Hilton Coliseum tonight. Cyclone Tim, Mark says, Cyclones ready to smash the Purple Kittens tonight. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone, and we shall see. Looking forward to today's show, as always, and happy anniversary to you.
Yeah, how about that? You know how I remember this is because it occurs on the same day as my sister's birthday. Happy birthday to her, by the way. I'm not sure if she's listening. She's working here in Cedar Rapids, but if she is listening or someone that is around her, in her inner circle is listening, happy birthday to her. Yes, we started this off, 16 years ago today. Now we go into our 17th year inclusive today. We started off on January the 24th, 2007, on this little voyage that has been slightly longer than Gilligan and the professor and the skipper and whatnot have taken.
Yeah, this class has lasted longer than how many years I had to spend in college. But, you know, I'm grateful for it. It's one of my most enjoyable hours of the day, and it's great to spend it with you and our listeners and try to stay relevant from year to year. And, you know, it's just been a joy, and I'm thankful.
I am too. And thanks to all of our listeners as well. You know, obviously we couldn't do it without your support, and we hear from you out there when we're out and about, and we thank you for that. So, yeah, we will start year number 17 on the program here today. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Speaking of the Cyclones in Kansas State coming up tonight, that is the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. It's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're Iowa's largest privately owned abstract and settlement company, providing real estate closing and title evidencing products to the legal, real estate, and lending industries.
Pretty simple. Will Iowa State win tonight? Yes or no?
We'll have our vote on that coming up.
Can you tell me if Caleb Groh's going to play?
That's what I would like to know.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to know. I haven't seen one way or the other. Now, I've been busy today et cetera, et cetera. Now, I have not seen it on the social media. Isaac, have you seen it? If you know out there, let us know. 319-366-1600 here on the program today. And he is an integral part of Iowa State's outside arsenal. That's for sure. It's going to be a very raucous atmosphere tonight at Hilton Coliseum. 7 o'clock tonight, by the way, that we will have it for you. 7 o'clock tonight on all of our frequencies with a tip-off at just past 8 o'clock coming up this evening. And we'll ask Mike DeCourcy about that top 15 matchup coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk more about this as well, Mark, before 4 o'clock today. What a win for the Iowa women last night. On the road at Value City Arena. Not a full house, but I believe they announced it was around 9,000 last night in Columbus. One of the biggest crowds Ohio State women's basketball has had. Iowa came in there, took the lead from the get-go, and never gave it back. And a triple-double for Caitlin Clark last night. Iowa moved the ball spectacularly. And other than Monica Sinano getting into some foul difficulty, got four, had to sit down. Ohio State got it within two, I think, at the end of the third. But then Iowa put on another run, hit some big outside shots, and Hawkeyes defeat the unbeaten Ohio State Buckeyes last night.
By 11, and a terrific win for Bluter's crew. We'll talk to Lisa Bluter on Thursday, by the way.
Correct.
On the gym class. Clark was phenomenal. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 15 assists. I mean, what else did she do? She did sign some autographs before the game.
Maybe after the game.
Maybe after the game. I don't know. But without McKenna Warnock available, others stepped up. Hannah Stolke
was beautiful. Unbelievable.
She was up to the moment. There's no doubt about it. Molly Davis came in and gave some good guard play. And Kate Martin is really a big part of this team. She hit some big shots. But, again, it was Clark that was phenomenal.
I think it was more of her passing. She shot it well, don't get me wrong, especially the one from the logo, from the state of Ohio, which was, she hit that one from near Eldora. If you know, you know. And she was terrific, but those passes, one bounce, 40-foot bounce passes to Sinano, who really gave Ohio State fits by running the court as well as she did. Molly Davis hit maybe the biggest three-pointer of her Hawkeye career. It's only been a two-thirds of a season Hawkeye career. But, and it's 81-86 points out, and this may be the biggest stat of the night. First half for Iowa, only one basket was unassisted last night for the Iowa women. That is almost perfect and almost impossible at the same time.
Yeah, you think about it. Clark accounted for 58 points between the points and assists, and probably responsible for many more. It was one of those games where she was tremendous. And, her passing, if she never scored a point, she might average 20 assists a game. I don't know.
True.
Now, that's a stretch, but...
But the way
she's a terrific passer.
She was passing last night was amazing. Now, I think she had three or four turnovers as well, but you're going to have that when you have the passes that she tries to make. But the Iowa women, and we'll talk more about this before 4 o'clock here as well, as they get a big, big Big Ten victory last night. The 10th-rated Hawkeyes knocking off number 2, Ohio State. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Mike DeCourcy is going to join us, and we're going to talk Big Ten basketball. We'll talk about the Hawkeyes. We'll talk about basketball across the country. His thoughts about who's the best league, how many teams will the Big Ten possibly send to the big dance, at least as far as we know, on January the 24th, that and a whole lot more. Gym class for a Tuesday coming your way right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we are going to have clouds around for the rest of the day with temperatures in the low 30s. As we head into tonight, the clouds stick around, and we will have temperatures dropping into the mid-20s. Snow will start to move in late tonight into early tomorrow morning, and some light snowfall could lead to some slick streets for the Wednesday morning commute. Snow will continue through about midday, and accumulation will be around an inch. We will then have clouds around and colder conditions for Thursday with temperatures in the 20s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
The Gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! It's KGYM's big game house party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply. It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circa Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
Back with you at 3:15 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. Iowa State basketball coming up later on. The Cyclones in action against Kansas State. Top 15 battle from Hilton Coliseum. 7 o'clock we'll have it for you on all of our frequencies coming up tonight. Just past 8 o'clock with the tip-off. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes back with you, and we're going to talk some college hoops right now as Mike DeCourcy, kind enough to join us here, of course, with Fox Sports and the Big Ten Network. And just does a fantastic job covering college basketball once again this year. Mike, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Well, doing all right. We're talking about the Iowa women, but the Iowa men with a big game coming up midweek against Michigan State, and coming off a what Fran McCaffrey called a very, very lackluster showing Saturday afternoon against Columbus, and going to a place they don't fare well in the past anyway. Tough assignment for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawks this week.
It is, but it's an interesting one because the difference between going to Ohio State, well, I mean, aside from the fact that you're probably going to get a tougher crowd at Michigan State because Ohio State was riding a four-game losing streak, so I'm not sure that the meter was turned up to 10 for that one. You'll get that at Michigan State, obviously. I think the difference in the two teams is that Michigan State is a really, really good team, and so is Ohio State, although Ohio State's on a little bit of a down, at least was on a little bit of a down, a downward swing. Michigan State's a really good team, but they have limited firepower. So they're not going to hang 80 on you unless unless you're really not trying on D, or unless they go completely unconscious. That's just not who they are. And they're going to strive to get 70 and strive to hold you to 60. In your case, in the case of the Hawkeyes, they may strive to hold you to 65, but that's still the goal. They're not a high-powered team. So how does this work out with the Hawkeyes being a team that, even in their most recent defeat, still managed to get 77? I don't know how easy it's going to be to hold the Hawkeyes to that kind of number. I guess the last time that happened was right before New Year's out at Nebraska. It's not easy to do that. Very few teams have. And so if they allow Iowa to do anything close to what Iowa typically does offensively, I'm not sure that the Spartans can go match that. So they're going to have to do a great job on the defensive end.
Not just in this game, Mike, but going forward, what is the key to success for Iowa? We saw it start out 0-3, won 4 in a row, and then that game against Ohio State. In your mind, watching this team, what is the key to success for Fran's group?
I think it's kind of the keeping opponents off rhythm, and that did not work against Ohio State. They were not able to do that. And admittedly, that's hard to do against a guy like Bryce Sensabaugh because he's one of the best in the country at going and getting his own shot. There aren't very many guys. There are better players in college basketball. A few, not a ton. It's not a truckload. It's just that, you know, you need maybe just the, you know, the Volkswagen bus to get them all in there. He can do that. So he can hurt what Iowa does do well on defense. A guy like Bryce can take apart himself. That's less true of most teams. Most teams don't have a guy like that. They need to get their baskets. Maybe in transition, Michigan State likes to do that, try to hit you before you're set up. Maybe, you know, after running good action, they'll try to get somebody open and try to drop the shot. That's what they do with Joey Hauser all the time. They'll sometimes try to get the ball deep, and they're pretty good at that with Hogarth going down the lane. So all of that is what is typical to an extent of most college offenses. They try to run their stuff and get good quality shots. And Iowa has proven to be adept in that four-game winning streak at trying to throw you off what you want to do. They're not going to put the clamps on you. It's just not how they're oriented. But they can throw you off. They can make it difficult for you to run what you want to run. They did that really well against Michigan. They did that very well against Maryland. They can make it difficult, and that's what they have to do in every game they play. And I think if you look at the types of teams they play, over the next four games, if Iowa does its best job, they can win those games because all those teams are very system oriented on offense, and you can try to gum up the works. When you get into maybe some trouble is when you play in Illinois, and they can go downhill if they're on. They have guys that can really get it going. And, of course, Purdue is a different defensive challenge than anybody in the country because of Zach Edey.
Mike, I wanted to get your thoughts about the Big Ten because, obviously, 14 teams in the league. Right now, 10 of the 14 are within two games of one another from 5-3 to 3-5. Is that, I don't know what to say about the league. It's any night out. Yes, anybody can win. We know that, and good luck trying to predict this thing. But is it a good league this year? I mean, people like yourself are talking 8 or 9 in the tournament at this point anyway. What are your thoughts about the league this year?
Yeah, it is a good league. It's not a great league. It was a great league in 2021, no matter that they didn't do well in the tournament. It was a great league that year. It's a good league this year. All you have to do is look at their results out of conference. That's how you measure it. I was watching an ACC game the other day, and I think they're still having, you know, sort of residual effects from last year's tournament when I think they got 4 or 5 in, and the teams that got in did reasonably well, and obviously they had 2 in the final four, and so their contention now is that you got to pay more attention to January and February and go off that. Because teams get better. And I'm like, okay, so only the teams in the ACC get better? Like, because that's the logical fallacy that goes with that. If their teams get better, so do all the teams that actually spend November and December winning games against the best conferences. You are what you are. And the Big 12 went through November and December kicking everybody's tail. The Big 10 went through kicking most everybody's tail. The ACC went through pretty much the way they did a year ago, which was not playing very well. They did okay in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, so they brought sort of clawed back some of their respectability, but their record out of conference wasn't good. The Big Ten's was very good. The Big 12's was beyond excellent, and that's how the conference's hierarchy stacks up. And you can judge the leagues based on 2 months of intra-conference competition, or you can judge it on 3 weeks of the NCAA tournament. I think it's a better gauge what you do in November and December, but it all adds up it should all add up into the same pile, not just, well, we did great in the tournament, so we were the best league.
Mike, about at the midpoint of the Big Ten season, I wanted to ask your thoughts on Player of the Year at this point. Zach Edey gets a lot of attention, but Trace Jackson Davis is putting up stats that you have to go back to 25 years ago on Tim Duncan and what he did in 96, 97, or whatever year it was. But you're player of the year at this point.
Yeah, it's Zach by a couple of laps right now. Trace, to his, you know, to his credit or to his advantage, he gets two shots at him. What he can do with those, we'll see. But he gets two shots, one at home, one road. Maybe, you know, and by then we'll have the winner. He won't be able to influence the outcome if they happen to play again in the tournament. But he'll get his two shots, and if he can outdo him in those games, if he can outdo Zach in those games, and he very well might, he's played fabulously in the last couple of weeks, then he can maybe catch him. It's a long way, though. Remember, Purdue's also 8-1 in the league, and Indiana's 4-4, mm-hmm. And that's a factor. It is for me anyway, and I don't think I have a vote for Big Ten Player of the Year. I do have for All Big Ten. I don't have it for Big Ten Player of the Year. But right now, I'd say that I can tell you that a week ago we released our midseason All America team at Sporting News, and those were my selections. It's different for our postseason All America team, which is a national panel of basketball commentators and journalists. But I'm the only one who picks the midseason team, and I can tell you that Zach was the number one player on the first team, and Trace, because of Indiana's struggles, didn't make the team. There were 15 players, the first, second, third team. He didn't make the team. He was close, but he didn't make it. And if I'd done it Monday instead of last Wednesday, he probably would have made the third team. But that's just the illustration of the gap he has to close at this point.
Mike DeCourcy joining us here at 3:26 for a few more minutes on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Team that has surprised you so far, not only, I'll say, in the Big Ten, but maybe nationally, somebody that's caught your eye that you did not think was going to be quite where they are right now?
Well, the obvious team nationally is Kansas State. What they're doing there is fantastic. Two losses. They ascended to my number one seed line this year. Jerome Tang, the first year coach, doing this beautiful a job in one of the most competitive leagues that I can remember seeing. It's a really deep league. One of the stats that's kind of got me right now, and I haven't had full time to research this, but I'm not sure there has ever been a league that had six teams seated on the first four lines of a bracket. Mm. I know that I checked 2021, the Big Ten season I talked about before, when they got nine teams, and Purdue was high, and Iowa was high, and Ohio State was high. I think that topped out at like five, and the 2011 Big East, when they had 11 teams in it, I think they had five as well on those first four lines. That's pretty impressive. You're supposed to have a rule that you can't have two teams on the top four lines in the same bracket. Like K-State's a one seed in my East region, which they are, then you shouldn't have another Big 12 team in that region. But this strength of this Big 12 is so dominant that you have to break it twice to fill the bracket out accurately. There's just too many teams to not have multiple teams in the same bracket seated 2-3 or 3-4.
What do you make of Kansas now after three straight losses?
Yeah, they're in a really difficult stretch, in almost an impossibly difficult stretch, and that's part of being in this Big 12. Their easy game, quote, there's air quotes around that, their easy game is they go to Kentucky on Saturday. Everybody else they play is among that group I talked about. It's really an amazing stretch, and so far they're not doing well through it. The only loss in that group that really stunned me was them getting blown out at home by TCU. TCU's very, very good and right in there with the best, you know, that half dozen great Big 12 teams, but they had not shown the ability to go on the road and blow somebody out that's good. I mean, they played Texas to a couple of points, and I think they beat Baylor on the road, but they haven't been handling anybody like that, and they did KU is a very good team, but they are flawed. When you have a 6'7" center, you're flawed. I mean, now that's true whether you go back to my good friend Steve Bardo's Flying Illini 6'7" center. They were flawed, and it got them in the Final Four. If that's what your situation is, that you've got a problem, and that's KU's situation. Now, again, as with Lowell Hamilton in 1989, he was terrific, and they were great. And KJ Adams is terrific, and KU is great. But if you get them where it hurts, they're flawed. And last night, KU could not get a rebound. Could not get a rebound to get stops, and their offense got a little disconnected. Some good Baylor defense, and so they weren't able to score. Even if they continue to struggle through this stretch because of how difficult it is, I'm not going to abandon the idea that Kansas is a really good team. But I never looked at them as a championship contender because of what I described, only as a Final Four potential team.
One more from me here, Mike, and that's about T.J. Otzelberger and what he's doing in Ames again this year. basically, almost with a new cast of characters and still getting things done. Number 12 right now, chance to take on Kansas State coming up tonight to go into the lead in the Big 12. And then the recruiting class he's put together for next year, just doing amazing things right now in Ames.
Yeah, the recruiting part doesn't surprise me at all, because since I first met TJ 15 years ago or something like that, you knew he was a great recruiter and was going to be a great recruiter. You never 100% know how somebody is going to be as a coach. But if they're a great recruiter, and by a great recruiter, I don't just mean being able to go out and sell somebody. I mean being able to recognize the talent that another guy sitting next to you isn't seeing, recognize, you know, whether a player fits into what you do. He had all of that. And so if you just have all of that and you're just an okay coach, you're going to be a winning high major coach. What has stunned me, I don't want to insult him, but just overwhelmed me in terms of his ability to coach teams. I mean, I wouldn't have known that he would be this effective. You don't, like I said, because someone in that position's first duty is as a recruiter, you don't really know what they're going to be as a strategist until they get in that chair. You can have an idea that they'll do it. Like I said, you can have an idea they'll do a good job, but he is a fabulous strategist. Yeah. Just amazing. And the ability to get his guys to play systems that work for them and to buy into that system and to get them to execute those systems. I have been overwhelmed. Like I said, I don't want to say that I never thought he could do this. I just didn't know that he could do this. It's like you see the 5'11 guy in a gym and he's handling the ball, and he's putting it through his legs and he's tossing in threes. And you think, yeah, that's pretty good. And then all of a sudden, he bounces it three times and goes up and windmills one into the rim. And you're like, wow, he can do that too.
Crazy stuff right there. Well, hey, Mike, appreciate the time. Keep up the great work with the BTN and Sporting News and Fox. And thank you. We'll try to catch up with you again down the line and enjoy the hoops.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks. Mike DeCourcy joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM at 3:33. And we're going to get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up in just a little bit as Mark will go over that with us. So we'll give you an opportunity to get signed up and hopefully win with our big game house party from Circus Sports Iowa. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. But when we return, KJ Pilcher of the Gazette joins us, and we will talk high school wrestling, a little bit of college wrestling as well, since there's kind of a big duel Friday. Friday's a big day in wrestling around the country. So we'll talk about that when we return after this here on KGYM.
Having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. At DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. We want our members to feel the comfort that a life emergency won't become a financial emergency. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. When our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or love seat? Buy one today. Get a free rug. Hurry up. Get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
And we are back with you at 3:35 here in the gym class on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on a Tuesday edition of the program. We'll talk a little bit more about Iowa's win last night in Columbus in women's basketball here in just a little bit. And we will give you a chance to play the Big Game House Party, and that is from Circus Sports Iowa. We will do that coming up here in just a little bit as well. 319-366-1600. Thanks to everybody for the well wishes out there as far as our anniversary date is concerned. And, starting year number 17. And our thanks to Mike DeCourcy and another one of our great friends joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the program. KJ Pilcher does just a dynamite job with the Cedar Rapids Gazette covering high school wrestling and collegiate wrestling as well, joining us here today. Hey, Spencer Lee was Wrestler of the Week.
Winter's cold and the sun's going to come up tomorrow too. So those are things you can kind of bet on. And just another kind of reminds me of Megan Gustafson a year or two ago, where it seemed like every Big Ten Player of the Week honor went to her, or she shared it with somebody, and, you know, it was a similar thing with Spencer.
Hey, I'm going to ask you this real quick here about Friday night. Of course, Iowa Penn State will go at it, and this is just for fun purposes, things like that, mm-hmm. but there is a line on it. Iowa's getting 6. What do you think?
I tell you the truth, this is a duel that I don't think any bet's safe, to tell you that.
I agree.
Truth, just because kind of map things out, and I can see it being a 18-15 win for Iowa to a 27-12 win for Penn State. I mean, it really has that many toss-up matches. Has a lot of things that can go either way, and, you know, you can always kind of bet on something like this that for either team, something's going to go cattywampus, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. That's regardless of what the line is, this is one I really kind of stay away from regardless, just because, you know, so many matches, especially from 149 to 165, those three matches could absolutely go either way. Same with 97 and heavyweight. Really has the potential to go both ways. The only sure things I think you have are Spencer Lee winning with bonus points, whether it be 5 or 6. I think you're going to see a major decision out of Aaron Brooks for Penn State at 184. Seeing the way he's wrestling right now. And then, you know, a win from RBY at 133 for Penn State. And I think, you know, the next closest thing is probably a victory from Real Woods at 141. But the rest of it's just so in flux and, could come down to, you know, one flurry, one scramble, you know, one mistake, and could flip a lot.
It kind of depends on who's going to be in each lineup too, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I think I asked Tom Brady today about the lineup, whether it be one that resembled Friday's lineup against Nebraska, which really seemed to have their what is expected to be their postseason lineup, and they looked really, really good. Or if it was, you know, would be more like the Wisconsin duel where, you know, they had a couple of true freshmen filling in the upper weights. And, you know, he said it'll be what it is pretty much in brand speak, that they're day-to-day. And I think he was sincere. I don't think he was being, you know, coy about it. I think he's just like, you know, we've had to deal with so much this year with injury and such that, you know, we'll see. You know, what could be their lineup today may not be their lineup on Thursday, and that may not be the team that takes the mat on Friday. It's just taking it day by day. And right now the probable lineup has everybody pretty much listed with an either-or at 133, Teske or Schriever. And then at 49 with Mirren and Rachi. So I think you probably, I guess if I went with my gut, I think you're probably going to see a lineup that's reflective more of what we saw against Nebraska. But time will tell with that.
It will. It will. By the way, KJ's Appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Earlier today, on Friday, it will be a very historic day in the state of Iowa because it will be the first ever regional duels for the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. And I don't envy you, man, because I know what day one is like at Wells Fargo Arena, and this might be that on steroids.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty busy at all four sites, you know, just because of the sheer numbers. You know, they had to split those region, you know, those sites into two regionals apiece. Most of the regions are between 22 to 25 teams each. Now, with those teams, obviously you're not getting a full lineup from all of them, but you know, the four sites are the Lion Energy Powerhouse in Cedar Rapids. And then you've got Luther College that's hosting a pair of regionals, two more in Des Moines at the Iowa Event Center, and then Tyson Event Center at Sioux City has the Western and Northwestern teams up there. But, you know, in Region 5 and 6 in Cedar Rapids on Friday, you're going to have about 25 teams each. Really, really strong field, especially in Region 6, where you've got teams like Waverly Shell Rock and East Buchanan, which two of the highly ranked teams, you know, with a few metro teams like Cedar Rapids, Washington, Marion, Prairie. Both Marion and Prairie, Marion had two champions at their WAMAC tournament last night in Williamsburg. Prairie has been outstanding. They had a duel go down to the wire and decided on criteria last Thursday against Cedar Falls, which won the Battle of Waterloo earlier this season, if you remember. And they just finished second behind Cedar Falls in the Prairie title tournament, which is not the official MVC tournament. For some reason, the MVC didn't want to kind of have that tag on the event. So it was just a Prairie title tournament, but it's expected to morph into the MVC Super Meet on the girls' side starting next year. And Prairie had four champs there. So you combine that with teams like Waverly Shell Rock, East Buchanan, you know, Vinton Shellsburg had a couple WAMAC champions last night. Iowa City West has a couple really good individuals. Clear Creek Amana has been good. That's going to be one heck of a regional on Friday. And then simultaneously, Region 5 will be going on. You know, you've got Linmar there. You've got Cedar Rapids Kennedy, which was third in that tournament at Prairie on Saturday. You've got Mount Vernon, which has been really, really good. You've got Independence, which won the WOMAC tournament. You know, Kennedy did well this last Saturday. So a lot to look forward to. And like you said, it's going to be busy. You've got, I think, up to 8 rounds going on because they are wrestling back for a true fourth, the top 4 individuals at each regional advances. So if you thought wrestle backs for second place for a true second were going to be time consuming, you're going, you know, you can really add on to that because they'll wrestle for a true fourth to make sure the top 4 qualifiers advance to the state tournament next week.
Yeah, on the boys' side, KJ, don't look now. It's conference tournament weekend. We got the Valley. Right. We got the Valley in Waterloo, the WOMAC and Independence, and what else excites you?
Well, I tell you, you know, I think the Tri Rivers will be interesting just because I think we'll see the changing of a guard. There with Albernett won their dual tournament this last weekend, and you know they seem to be making a really strong push. You know, I think they have just kind of joined Don Bosco and Wilton as kind of the top 3 teams there in Class 1A. So kind of seeing that change of the guard. You know, Albernett did really kind of control the Tri-Rivers there for a while. And then when Brad Smith returned, Lisbon took over, and it's kind of been that way. And I just see Albernett kind of being head and shoulders above the rest there. You know, the WOMAC, I think that's West Delaware's to lose. I think they're still the deepest team. And the strongest team, but I think they've come back to the pack a little bit. Mount Vernon is really, really good in tournament and duels. You know, Independence is there. We've seen Williamsburg kind of make a push here in recent weeks. So I think that'll be really fun on a team aspect. And then, you know, when you go to the MVC at Waterloo West, you know, I really think it's Linmar's to lose. They're looking for their second straight conference title. You know, they've got some really good point scorers. They've got a balance from top to bottom where, you know, they can get some of those fifth, sixth, third, fourth type placers to help the team scores. And it's probably going to come down between Linmar, Dubuque Hempstead should be towards the top. You always got to look at Iowa City High, even though they suffered injury with Cale Seaton this last weekend at the Clyde Bean Duels, which is going to hurt their point production. But, you know, Cedar Rapids Prairie is a team that you can't look past when it comes to the top 4 or 5. So it should be fun. But individually speaking, I think the two things that stand out at the MVC, one, Ben Keeter, we've having a chance to go for his fourth conference title. And then possibly the Gabe Arnold, Tate Knockborn, round 3 matchup. Two entertaining matchups between two nationally ranked guys. Arnold has won the first 2. Second one in the duel here at the beginning of January was closer than their match at the Donnybrook in December. So we'll see if Knockborn's closed the gap a little bit more or found a way to, you know, to come out on top. And, you know, you kind of take for granted some of the talent and the matches that you've seen over the years. But this one's kind of special. Like I said, two nationally ranked guys at their weight class. Knockborn's going to go to Iowa State next year. Gabe Arnold going to Iowa. So two special guys, two really talented wrestlers that have a good mutual respect for each other too. And that always adds to it. And That kind of stands out, that expected battle at 182 at the MVC meet.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And there haven't been a whole lot of four-timers in the MVC, so Ben Keeter's got a chance to join some pretty elite company right there.
A chance?
Hey, you never say anything as far as sports are concerned. I'm not saying a word. I don't want to jinx. I don't want anyone to come back to me and say you jinxed him. So not going to do it. Not going to do it. But, yeah, this is a great time of the year because you got that now. You got the girls' regionals on Friday. You've got the conferences on Saturday. Your turnaround next Tuesday, regional duels. A girls' state tournament. You've got state dual team tournament. Man alive, this is if you're a wrestling fan, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, you know, and they've really, you know, you think with the decision to get rid of the sectionals that it's going to spread out the weeks, but what they've done is they've really packed in a lot of championship wrestling in the week and a half before. Boys have districts in the state tournament. So a lot of competition. And you mentioned, you know, the regional duels, those pairings came out this last week. Linmar's going to get a chance to host and try to get back there. They've got Hempstead and Fort Madison there. Cedar Rapids Prairie heads to Waverly Shell Rock. That's pretty daunting. And then City High goes to Ankeny. No surprise with the WOMAC teams, West Delaware, Mount Vernon, Williamsburg are all hosting. Same with Alburnett and Lisbon. But Lisbon's in kind of an interesting situation where, you know, last week's rankings determine the host sites. And Lisbon was in the top eight. They're actually fourth or fifth, I believe. So they received a host site. This last rankings determined the 2014 field for regional duels, and they dropped to seventh.
Mm.
The team that was assigned to Lisbon is Wapsie Valley, who jumped up to fifth. So even though Lisbon is hosting, they don't have a first-round bye. They're going to wrestle Pleasantville in the regional semifinals, and then they'll wrestle a second duel against Wapsie Valley, who will have the bye, even though they're the visiting team. So kind of a quirky situation there because of the difference in rankings from last week to this week, and that'll be a kind of an interesting scenario at Lisbon on Tuesday. And, you know, the teams that win regional dual titles will have a quick turnaround because they'll have the state duels next Saturday at Extreme Arena in Coralville to kind of close out that. What they had hoped to be a real kind of special three-day event with the girls state tournament Thursday and Friday, and then capped off by state duels for the boys on Saturday, all in the same venue.
That's going to be great. Great stuff right there. All right, KJ, thanks for the info. Appreciate it. You're the best man, and take care.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. KJ Pelcher of the Gazette joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Before we get to a break, let's get to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot.
For you skiing fans, and I am one, Michaela Schifrin has broken Lindsey Vonn's World Cup race record, winning her 83rd race.
It's a lot.
You're not going to hear that just everywhere. Former Iowa All-America center Tyler Linderbaum of the Baltimore Ravens has been picked to the all-rookie team in the NFL, that by Pro Football Writers Association. And finally, Omaha Bilu of Waukee and an Iowa State commit, signee, has been named to the McDonald's All-America team. He's joined by LeBron's son, Bronny James, among others.
That's a pretty heady company.
Not many McDonald's All-Americans in Iowa.
Not many. Not many. Yeah. Al Lorenzen was a McDonald's All-American.
Yes, he was.
Back in 1984. All right. Thank you, Mark. All right. Right now, going to give someone out there an opportunity to win and get registered, maybe even be the first one to get registered for our big game house party from Circus Sports Iowa. We're going to give you a game, And we're going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. They will have an opportunity to take one side or the other in this college basketball tilt coming up tonight. And if you make the right choice, you get to go into the big drawing. And, of course, that is up for grabs coming up in the Big Game House Party from Circus Sports Iowa contest. Your chance to win $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee. Circus Sports swag for you and your guests. And a three-night stay at Circa Resort in Vegas and $500 cash for travel. You must be 21 years of age or older to play. Our game tonight in the Missouri Valley Conference from the Knapp Center in Des Moines. Drake and Indiana State go at it. If you like Drake, you're giving up 5.5. If you think Indiana State's going to win, well, you get 6.5 tonight. Drake has covered the spread in 2 of the last 3 against the Sycamores. Caller 6 at 319-366-1600. You will get a chance to weigh in one side or the other, Bulldogs or Sycamores. Again, that's 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who's playing and their pick when we come back.
Working out has been proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At the MAC, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers you can connect with, group exercise classes so you don't feel alone, saunas to help you relax, and many more amenities.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining the MAC for me.
To see everything the MAC has to offer, go to jointhe-mac.com. That's jointhe-mac.com.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Todd Brommelkamp Show is next right here on KGYM. That will go from 4 until 6, and then tonight at 7 o'clock, it'll be Iowa State and Kansas State from Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And we've got our contestant. Isaac is getting his information. We will let you know his or her pick here in just a moment. We got a good one tonight on CRM Live Sports at 5:45. Solon and Marion in a boy-girl doubleheader. Boys are first. Girls are second. Coming up tonight from over in Marion. They had to move things around a little bit. So that's going to be at 5:45. Looking forward to that one. What do you think about Iowa State, Kansas State tonight, Mark? Who do you like?
Boy, that's a good question. I mean,
that's why I asked it, you know.
I expect Iowa State to rebound from that loss at Oklahoma State. But I'm going to be I haven't watched much of Kansas State. I'm going to be very interested in watching and listening to this game because I really want to learn more about them. That's not answering your question.
No, it is not.
I'm going to go with Hilton Magic.
Okay. I think it's going to be hard for Kansas State to put three in a row together like this. Now, yeah. They're playing really well.
But Grill is the key.
Grill, if he plays, I love Iowa State. If he doesn't play, I like Iowa State. How's that? To bounce back a little bit. By the way, Mike and Marion is our contestant on the gym class here today. He is taking the Drake Bulldogs. So he is taking Drake, and he's given 5.5. So best of luck, Mike, and hope you get the win and hope you get get into the contest. And Todd will have your next chance to play coming up between 4 and 6. Tomorrow, Mark Ironside will join us. We'll look back at Iowa State, Kansas State as well. Have a good night, Mark.
I will. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
The football playoffs are here, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great NFL ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN.